This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Masters of None. My name is Mike. Along with me, my cohorts, Jay and Art. What's up, buddies?
Hello.
Fresh off of their stint at Sirius XM.
Yeah, but this isn't going to go out till after we put it. This is going to go out before we put that out, I think, right?
Right. Yeah. So. But you guys did that. And so
look forward.
Yeah.
Back,
look for that. Call back. Yeah. Call back something.
Call forward.
So, yeah. How was that?
It's good. Good times. Thanks to E-Rock for having us.
Mm-hmm.
And
Matt.
Cool to do some radio with the one and only Opie.
Yeah, yes. Right?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And you guys went over an hour.
We did 2 hours.
Yeah.
Much to my wife's chagrin. And mine.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm very appreciative that you brought like the heavy alcohol content beers. That was good.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
Get everyone a little saucy.
Yeah. Made for an interesting second half of the show for sure.
They'll be, that'll be coming out. We're going to put out sort of an edited version of that. Probably in the next couple weeks.
Cool.
So you'll be able to hear that here. We also put the link up on Facebook if you're one of those people who listens to things on YouTube. I guess that's something people do.
That's a thing?
Just happened in 2013. It was a trend, and it got big in 2014.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Good segue, Art.
Thanks. Yeah, good segue into we're doing 2014 Sucker Rules. That's the show we're doing today. Usually, and Jay brought this up, usually how we do this is we just all kind of talk about it instead of the old debate.
It's not each person taking a side.
Okay.
So, I have...
Art needs a... You got a windscreen for this guy?
Why?
I do. It's upstairs.
Say Peter Piper picked a peck of peppers.
Peter Piper picked a peck of peppers. Peter Piper.
I think you should get one.
If I'm good. Don't worry about it.
No.
It's
no.
Upstairs.
I think you should go get it.
2014 is awesome. Windscreens for nobody. Go.
You're not clipping.
I ain't.
No, but when he does the peas, it's...
That's preposterous. I like phosphorus. Wait, hold on.
Hey, you want to get one real quick?
No, I'm good.
All right. So, 2014 Sucks Rules. I have several categories here, some examples in each category, and we'll go over them and see what you guys think. So,
Hodgepodge 200, Alex.
Here's the news. That's potpourri.
Did you hear about this one?
Hi, how about this? Here are the biggest things that happened in the news in 2014. Ready?
News today.
Ready? Here you go. Ebola. Ferguson. Malaysian Airlines.
I once knew an Ebola Ferguson. So when I went to the all black junior high school.
Recreational pot legal in a few states.
Yeah, I think Congress just like
passed medical marijuana federally.
Yeah, they said that's it. We're not busting any. We'll leave the states alone from now on.
Yep.
That's fucking huge.
That's huge.
That is huge. It's going to be everywhere within 5 years.
Yeah.
Easily.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
Republicans take the Senate and the House. Gas prices actually go down. ISIS, Ukraine, and polar vortexes all made the news this year, 2014.
I feel like polar vortex sucks. Always happens.
All right, next episode.
Polar vortex. That
they
was
always happen. It's right. Like, oh, it's cold. Polar vortex.
Isn't that like a new like Michelob Light bottle design?
Right? No, it's Coors Light because it's brewed in the Rockies, the cold of the Rockies. Oh, yeah. So, of course, they would have a polar vortex bottle.
Yeah. And it's resealable.
Swoosh.
When you can't handle 12 ounces of beer at once. Let's put that cap back on that. Put that back in the fridge.
Pussy.
Actually comes on the label if you put it back in the fridge.
And how about, how about these polar vortexes, huh, guys?
Yeah, hear about the polar vortex that
and that was right before the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
when the Super Bowl ended up being a fucking warm ass day.
Yeah, it was good seeing you there.
It was great. Hey,
yeah.
Great hanging.
Yeah, and yourselves. No amount of woolly hats are going to make up for that. Art gave me a Dolphins hat, and Mike one too. Mike got a Giants hat.
And then nice. Thanks, Art.
I put it on and then failed to complete putting the microphone on the stand three times and broke the stand.
That was really funny.
Very Dolphins-like.
So, yeah. So in the news, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering. A lot of diseases.
A couple
of airlines going down. A couple of gas prices going down. So, yeah, I mean, there you go. There's your news.
Timber was a hot song back then.
Yeah, that's your news. All right, sports. Jeter retires.
Just did all the years with the news in like 3 seconds.
Yeah. It's great.
That's the way the news should be.
That's exactly.
3 minutes of crap and then 29 minutes of just puppies. Yeah.
Nine minutes. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Sports. Jeter retires. World Cup. We had the Winter Olympics this year.
Really? That happened?
Yeah. The World Cup was this year?
Yeah.
I totally missed it.
World Cup. Actually, and yeah, Winter Olympics.
I think I had a streak of not seeing like 1 second of either the World Cup or the Winter Olympics. I definitely did not see anything of the Winter Olympics.
Really?
And the only reason I saw like a few minutes of the World Cup is because there was a bar at like the Chuck E. Cheese that we were at. This Chuck E. Cheese type place.
Get a date?
Yeah. It was great because they have like a ball pit thing that the kids go in, and it's like a big cage with just like foamy balls in it. That doesn't sound good at all. But literally right next to it.
Soapy balls or foamy balls?
There's a door to a bar.
It's actually a jail cell.
This was a dream Jay was having.
I could literally stand in the doorway, drink a beer, and watch World Cup, and keep an eye on my kids in the ball pit at the same time.
All right.
It's perfect.
Parenting score right there.
Yeah.
Life hack. Yeah.
So who won those things?
World Cup, Germany, right? Germany won.
Yeah, Volt.
And U.S. did a fine showing. Didn't they make it to the semifinals?
Yeah,
this was like the first time in like
probably
a long time.
Yeah, a long time.
Tim Howard pretty much stood on his fucking head, but mm-hmm. they still lost. And then Winter Olympics, who had the most medals? I don't know. Did we? The Russians?
Czechoslovakia?
The Eskimos?
I don't know. The North Pole? Santa?
Either Hong Ranger. Kong.
That's a city.
I know. They had the most.
Or Springfield.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Man.
I don't even know why they bother having the Winter Olympics at this point.
They're really terrible.
Does anybody give a shit?
I mean, does anybody give a shit?
Swimming in that one or is that the summer?
That's summer.
Okay.
That's Phelps.
They should do swimming in the Winter Olympics. I'd fucking watch that.
Oh.
Polar bear.
Huh?
There you go. Polar bear style.
In American sports, we had the four major sports champions: Seahawks, Spurs, Kings, and Giants. San Francisco Giants. Again, Seahawks was a Super Bowl me and Art were at.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Fucking
wasn't
awesome. It,
it
was. UConn won the men's and women's basketball, both.
I certainly didn't enjoy watching my Rangers lose in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Sorry about that.
That sucked. That and the Super Bowl.
Then you didn't go to the Super Bowl?
Yes, that I didn't go to.
Okay. Yeah.
You got to smell Kate Upton, right?
I did. She smelled delicious.
And Joe Namath.
He smelled better.
Yes. Like mahogany.
Did he smell like Kate Upton?
He did. He smelled like a canoe.
Just rubs his face on a canoe before he leaves the house. I love you, canoe. I want to kiss you.
And then we had, speaking of the NFL, we had all kinds of shit go down in the NFL this year.
Mm-hmm. Cover-ups.
Fucking Ray Rice punching.
Love in an elevator.
Blood in an elevator.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
That's a New York Post headline right there.
Hey-o.
Redskins, the Redskin controversy.
Ray, not nice.
Ray, oof.
Oh, where's the sound?
I got it coming up. Hold up 1 second. Jesus Christ.
Woo! Oh, that's my quota for that one.
Nice. Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson.
Hitting his kid.
Hitting his kid. Getting in trouble for that.
Good times. A lot of
the whole Redskins name controversy thing.
Yep.
That's
which
still
just fizzled away.
Fizzled away once.
What happened all the outrage?
once.
I guess once the cops started shooting black people, that all went away.
Once Ray
Not
Rice.
As important.
Once Ray Rice pressed start and hit an uppercut on fucking.
Yeah.
Then was it Greg Nickerson? No, who was
What did you just
What'd
say?
You say?
Was it Hardy Nickerson or Greg Nickerson from?
Cool. That's
what I thought you said.
The Panthers?
Oh, yeah. He did something. Like, he hit somebody.
Yeah, at a bar, like almost like beat him to death.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, he was one of those guys.
And they had a lot of shit go
Ray
down
McDonald's
the McDonald's
from
the
49ers.
Oh, that thing. What did he, like, hit somebody?
Hit his pregnant wife.
That's right.
But yet, the cop that came over was used to be the police, you know, for the 49ers. So it was like kind of an inside.
Head security thing. Yeah. Ugh.
And then,
very terrible.
Nothing to see here, folks.
The Roger Goodell press conference where the dude from Howard comes in and says, "Don't put me in an elevator. Don't put me in an elevator."
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah.
I'm surprised Goodell still has a job.
I'm very surprised. I'm also surprised the NFL is as big as it is, man.
It's the Teflon com.
Seriously. Jesus. Okay. So that was sports.
When Jay said keep it tight, man, we are definitely keeping it tight.
We're at 15 minutes.
All right, cool.
All right, is that good?
So we say it.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more topics to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Want to talk about music?
You telling us about how many topics you have was longer than you recapped.
That was a topic. That was one of the topics.
It was.
Topics is a topic.
Let's talk about music.
You want to talk about music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was the year that I officially fell off the face of the earth when it comes to music.
I could swear that I've only heard 10 songs on the radio the whole year, right. And they were all girls rapping.
Right.
Like, that's all there was. Was there anything else?
Well, Happy by Pharrell was big.
Was that this year?
That was this year. Okay. Yeah. Turn Down for What?
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
What?
Come on.
Turn Down for What?
Yeah.
What?
You know what it is. All right. Yeah. Fancy, Iggy Azalea. That was one of the white girls rapping.
Yeah.
Shake It Off, Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Big song this year.
Ed Sheeran, another girl rapping.
You're still on board, though.
Yeah.
You know some of these fucking people. I'm looking over these. I'm doing the prep, and I'm looking over, like, the lists of, like, the top 10 for the year.
Charlie
or whatever.
Charlie XXX?
No!
X?
I don't know any of these fucking people.
There's, like, four girls, and they just all do songs with each other, and that was, like, every single song that was on the radio this year.
All About That Bass. About That Bass. Yeah. That's another one.
No Trouble.
That one. Iggy Azalea, Nicki Minaj. Who's the bass one? Who's
Meghan
that?
Trainor.
Meghan Trainor. And then, that's about it. Mm. Charlie XCX. And that's like those four. They just did like 10 different songs, all with different combinations of each other.
What's that song, 2 Weeks?
All on the radio, all year long.
Who's that? You know that song, 2 Weeks?
No idea.
Yeah, see, that's like a top 10 song. It's like, I don't know by who it's by, but some girl.
2 Weeks? No.
Yeah, this is officially the year I completely fell off of music.
Yeah.
I have nothing. The only thing that I even held a grasp of, kind of new, is the new Foo Fighters, and that's only because of that fucking documentary series.
Yeah, I didn't even hear one song off the album. I didn't even know they had a new album.
So fucking
even Wu-Tang's album didn't get that much press.
Really?
Yeah.
Wu-Tang didn't have an album.
Wu-Tang had an album this year?
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No?
Yeah, they're on tour. They're out.
No?
God, you got your eyes out there, bro.
You don't know that they came out with an album. No. See, that's
how many original members are in it?
Well,
there's like
ODB,
three of them left.
No, there's about, they had a press conference.
Wu-Tang Trio. Wu-Tang Quartet. The Wu-Tang Big Band. Back in Shaolin for the first time in 15 years.
Those killer bees are back.
Old Dirty Bastard takes the stage with amazing grace and...
and his dope rhyme skills.
Raekwon, the chef. What has he been cooking up in his kitchen these last 15 years?
The RZA, the Jizza, and the Ghostface Killer. The three amigos of rap.
Is there a method to these rhymes? Why don't you just ask the man himself?
Method Man, here he is, with his good friend Red Man, coming out of a smoky bathroom. That's pretty naughty, boys.
Practicing your fire safety? There you go, gents.
It's all clean fun here at the Wu-Tang Clan Show. Why, there's little Jimmy.
Throwing up the dove.
He saved up a quarter from his paper route to come to the show.
Become a little bee.
And there's Peter, throwing up gang signs as far as the eye can see.
Hands here.
Just for that alone, 2014 ruled.
The Wu-Tang Quintet. Coming to a city near you. Old-timey anything is always fun.
It really is. It's great. This is why Paul F. Tompkins has a career.
That he saves all his energy by not taking pictures of people. Never get distracted by the consumers.
2014 pretty much sucked for you.
It wasn't great.
Do you have a couch you can lay Jay on?
Yeah, you should have kicked in and got him a couple nice office chairs.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring my hat back because that's the last thing you need. Then the studio will be complete.
Yeah. I want to get those like, I'm going to have like a desk table thing. So I'm going to have like those, you know, sweet like foam mesh.
Yeah, we are recording in Mike's new Adobe again.
Yeah.
This time we're downstairs, one room over from where the studio will be.
Yes. Nice. Can't wait.
That's local news.
That is local news. That's my final topic, guys. A little spoiler alert there, all right? All right, going to movies. Here's some of the movies that came out this year. Frozen, which was, I'm sure, tops on your guys' list.
It came out last year.
That was this year?
No, it came out last year. Thanksgiving of last year.
Oh, boy. We're going to fight.
We're going to fight about this?
How much you want to bet?
You want to fight about this?
All right. Guardians of the Galaxy, Hunger Games, Captain America 2, Lego Movie, X-Men, Planet of the Apes 2, Spider-Man 2, Godzilla. Those were like some of the top grossing movies of the year.
What was the best one?
Guardians
of the Galaxy.
Absolutely. I haven't seen Hunger Games yet, though.
I saw it.
What'd you think?
All right. It was good.
Yeah. I like it now.
My wife's into those movies, and I'm like, all right, so I went, and it was not bad.
I like it now. That's not about kid killing.
What is it about?
It's about, like, war now, right?
Richard Dawson has a game show.
It's basically...
Jennifer Lawrence has to run and run and run and run.
It's basically about, it's basically Star Wars now, right? Rebels? Feeding an evil government?
Yes. Yep, yeah.
I'm trying to think what the best movie I saw this year was.
Can you repeat some of those besides Frozen? Because Frozen came out last year.
Guardians, Captain America 2, Lego Movie, X-Men.
What happened in Captain America 2? I don't know if I saw that.
The Winter Soldier?
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Okay. That was all right.
Must have been good for you. I liked it.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
I
want to
really,
see that still.
That was awesome.
That was fucking great.
Yeah.
I like Guardians. I think that maybe I'm just going in on everybody else likes, but... Rise of the Planet of the Apes was really good. Did you like the first one?
Yeah, I did enjoy it.
Did you see both?
I did. I liked both.
I thought the second one was better.
Second one was better, definitely, but they were both great. Yeah, fucking love them.
What else?
What did you think about the new X-Men movie? The last one? Days of Future Past?
Right up there with First Class.
Cool.
I just started watching it. I haven't gotten too far in yet.
You watch movies in parts?
On my computer, yeah. Oh. When I get some time.
Oh, okay.
I'm watching these movies by myself, gentlemen. Yeah. Planet of the Apes, all the superhero shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, when do I have 2 hours to carve out of free time?
I like what I'm giving besides that I enjoyed the movie for X-Men, the fact that everybody came in, no one had like, I need to be top billed first. Mm-hmm. It was just like everybody got along. And I thought, nowadays that doesn't really happen.
No.
So I was cool with that.
It was a cool flick.
Yep.
Definitely. The scene with the fucking stadium, that was badass. Yeah.
So
there's a scene with the stadium.
See the Redskins game, that was great.
Yeah.
So they went back in time and changed them to the Native Americans.
Correct.
Washington Native Americans.
The Washington Warriors. Made it friendly for everybody. Wizards. The Bullets.
The Magicians.
TV. We had Cosmos. Fallon took over.
You're like, what the fuck is Cosmos?
No, I know what it is. I know what it is.
Yeah, fucking love that show, dude. That show ruled.
I prefer the old-timey soccer team.
Fallon took over Tonight Show this year. He took it back in February. True Detective, Last Week Tonight, Game of Thrones, Fargo, Flash, Gotham, Walking Dead, Americans, Silicon Valley. What do you want to talk about?
I've only seen like two of those.
Walking Dead was good. Flash, I'm enjoying. Gotham, I'm really enjoying.
The Flash is great.
Did you see last episode?
Yes.
I feel like Walking Dead's getting into a rut where it's basically the same thing. It's like, okay, here's another group of people living in a place, and we go have a fight with them.
Have you seen are you all caught up with these episodes?
Yeah, I did. I just caught up.
I felt like this year they weren't drawing things out.
Yeah, it was definitely moved a little better. I guess because they were kind of like wrapping up the Terminus and then getting into the new thing.
They wrapped up Terminus in one episode.
Yeah, pretty much. Didn't they kind of linger, though, a couple of the guys afterwards?
Yeah, that was
a couple
like,
episodes.
Well, it was just
one
like, they were wondering where Carol was.
Right.
That was like the kind of like the back and forth. And that was interesting, too, to see where she was, because I was worried about that.
I don't know. I feel like it's just starting to just be the same shit over and over again. I mean, what else? Where else can you go with it?
Also, too, like, you know, like when they're always like in those subdivisions and there's a bunch of houses that they could probably just live in? Why don't they just live in there? There's a bunch of cars. For some reason, they found gas all of a sudden. Just live in that subdivision, knock everything, and go into the city and try and find shit.
I don't kind of like the fact that they've only moved like 20 miles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they should be trying to go somewhere, but it's been, what, 5 seasons? And they're pretty much like they can still see the prison burning down from where they are right now.
They've been moving like someone up above them is holding a flashlight and they're all cats.
Yeah, it's
so like,
terrible.
You go one way and all of a sudden like, oh shit, we gotta go the other way.
Like, I would like,
maybe that's the end of how the series ends.
A bunch of cats.
The camera pulls back. And just...
Like, the one thing that made me more angry than anything else this season was the fact when they're like, we gotta go back to Atlanta. I was like, no, you started there. Don't go all the way back there.
Fuck. Yeah, but that Washington thing was good.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be a fucking hoax.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Of course.
And
how did nobody even come up with that thought on the show?
Right.
It's like, really, nobody questioned that? Seriously? It makes me mad sometimes.
And only
not that many... There weren't many new characters introduced or removed for the most part. I mean, it's like one and I won't say. But, and then it's just more people from The Wire every fucking season.
It's The fucking Wire,
it is.
Dude.
It's The Wire Dead.
The Wire Dead. The not live wire.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, where is it? Yeah. Hold on one second. One second.
Your turn.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, I started watching the Batman old school TV show with my kids.
Yes.
That is the best thing on TV right now. The best thing on my TV. It's so fucking great.
Yeah.
It's better than I remembered.
Yeah, it's
so fucking funny, dude.
And
you appreciate it more as an adult because
the entourage of terrible villains.
Yeah, back then you're just like, this is cool, it's Batman. Yeah. And now you just see all these little jokes. Like, everything has a sign on it. It is so fucking funny. Literally, there's just a sign that tells you what the most mundane, obvious things are. Like, just everything. Like, mouse hole. Like, there's going to be a hole in the wall. Like, the Batcave door opens, and one pole has a sign that says Dick, and one pole has a sign that says Bruce. And then behind it, it says, secret entrance to the Batcave or something. Like, or, it's like, bat poles slide down for the Batcave. Like, there's three signs just... it opens up sign on a pole. Like, what does it matter which pole goes ahead? And they know who they are. Like, and then the fact that they put Bruce and Dick, and then it says Bat Pole and Bat Cave behind it on the sign right behind it. It's just fucking ludicrous. It is so funny, dude. What we should do is watch that whole fucking thing and just do a podcast on that. You know, people do it for TV shows.
Oh, sure, sure.
Just do a fucking, the old school Batman. Just talk about each episode, dude.
That's not a bad idea.
It's so Mystery Science Theater.
It is.
You can just pick apart. It's so fucking funny. And I so want to just keep a running tally of all, like, the gags, like, all the holy this and that's. And, like, every time there's a fucking a pun, yeah, like, yeah, how many splats and oofs
what
and pows there are. They love it. My son was a little scared of the Joker episode, which is the third one. But other than that, they're fucking loving it. My daughter gets hooked on every cliffhanger because, you know, they're all like two.
What's this?
Yeah, it's all two-parters. So she's like, what's going to happen to Robin? Is he going to get out? It's like perfect. I can't believe it still works.
If you find an episode with a what's this.
I will, absolutely. I've been listening for it.
Okay. Because I can't find it again.
Yeah, and then you see, like, the first time they do things. Like, every episode has the fucking sideways rope gag.
Yeah. So,
it's fantastic. Fucking, there's one where he was walking up the rope for the Batarang. Oh, no, sorry. It was a giant umbrella. The Penguin just dropped out of the middle of the street. So he's doing the rope gag up the pole of a giant umbrella. It's just to get another umbrella. It's fucking so ridiculous. I swear to you, dude. Download it or buy it. You will not regret it. It is so awesome.
I love some of the celebrity villains that they got. Like,
oh, it's great. Like, every episode is a new person.
what's the dude? What's his fucking name? Louis the Lilac is Milton Berle.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only to the third up to the third one, but dude,
fucking Vincent Price, I'm sure, yeah, is Egghead.
Yeah. I'm sure they trail off as the quality of the stars as it goes
King
on.
Tut.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's terrible villains.
You watch one, you're fucking hooked.
Oh, they're great. My wife watches them on Saturday mornings. We watch them on IFC.
They're on IFC?
Yeah, they have like a big...
It's the best. It is the best. That may be my favorite thing of 2014. It's fucking great.
Okay.
Mike fell asleep.
I did.
Narcolepsy.
Sucks or rolls.
All right. Here's the people that we lost. People that we lost this year. Robin Williams, Maya Angelou, James Garner, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Joan Rivers, Tony Gwynn, Mickey Rooney, Richard Attenborough, spared no expense. Harold Ramis, Casey Kasem, Tommy Ramone, and Bob Hoskins.
Who's your favorite dead person on that list?
I'm just amazed that Casey Kasem still has a radio show. I heard his show, I think on our old
And we don't.
Yeah, right. Jesus. We're losing to a dead guy!
I think Harold Ramis is the biggest loss for me on there.
Absolutely.
Not Robin Williams?
Nah, not a huge Robin Williams fan. Yeah. Not so much.
I wasn't really a big Robin Williams comedy fan. I didn't get that.
Everybody forgot how everyone hated him for like the last 15, 20 years and just shit on him constantly for always being on and always being the serious Robin Williams with the beard and that, like, I don't know. That never came up at all.
That's a good point.
How everyone's like, he's not funny anymore. Like, he never stops doing his shtick.
I never thought he was funny, though.
Yeah.
I never really thought his comedy was that funny.
His stuff in the 80s is pretty funny. His stand-up is pretty good. I don't know.
Before it's Coke? All right.
New Coke.
Yeah, so. Joan Rivers, though, on the other hand, fucking loves her. Holy shit. Yeah. Have you ever watched her documentary?
I believe I did, yeah.
Really
good. Piece of Work.
Right? Watch it? Yeah, Piece of Work. It's on Netflix. You should watch it. It's fucking awesome. She would write jokes on index cards and have like a fucking Dewey Decimal System in her house where she saved the jokes and stuff. It was crazy.
I think E showed clips of that.
Yeah.
Because we were flashing, going through the stations and they had like Joan Rivers memory in memory of. And so we were watching and they had something along those lines.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And she was hilarious. Like when she was really on funny. Jimmy Fallon, they were showing like recent clips of her on Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the stuff that she was talking about, like it had Jimmy Fallon looking over the roots like, should we even be airing this right now?
Yeah, she just didn't give a fuck.
No, was awesome. She was great.
Yeah, she was great.
She was great. But yeah, Harold Ramis, I think we did a Harold Ramis show this year. Yeah. So Harold Ramis is probably the top on our list, I would say.
Also, too, thinking about people, younger generations just see Joan as the person that does like the fashion police.
Right, yeah.
And they're like, whoa, the lady that does the thing on E, she died? All right. Why is everyone getting all worked up?
I don't even realize how fucking awesome she is. And then the last thing I want to talk about was us, guys. How was your 2014? Other than, let's see, what happened to Jay this year? He got dissed by Paul F. Tompkins. And
Dolphins are out of the playoffs.
Dolphins are out of the playoffs.
That's the worst thing.
That's the worst thing?
Stubbed your toe. Stubbed your toe.
I did stub my toe twice, actually.
Banner year.
Paper cuts, yeah, how many?
Yeah, the new job is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's kind of turned our lives upside down for, I don't know, better and worse, but I don't know.
Sharp objects, right?
It's just been this year like flu. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anybody else feel that way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was just putting like together our like family calendar that I do every year, and I can't even remember. I was like, we did this, right? Like, oh, no, that was 2 years ago. This is like just nothing. It just went so fast. I couldn't even remember like the things that went on.
Yeah.
But just quick.
Yeah. Art, what about yourself?
It was a pretty good year.
Yeah.
Super Bowl, NBA All-Star Game. Lily and I were in a commercial.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That was this mystery thing that he couldn't talk to us about.
Oh, apparently it's still a mystery because I didn't know about this.
I posted it up on like Facebook like around Father's Day. It was like to be in Father's Day. You didn't see it?
News to me. No, I did not see it. Not everyone sees everything you post once on Facebook. I don't know if you guys knew that.
All right. So, yeah.
What commercial?
It was for Dove, Men Plus Care.
It was on like TV?
Yeah. Like today, the Today Show world premiered it because they had like a thing for Father's Day and it was leading up to it and we were on it.
Not for nothing. Probably never saw it except for online.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw it on TV.
Like, no, my father-in-law saw it like, while he was watching football one day.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Can I see it or hear it? How did we've never talked about this on the show before?
All right, let's find it.
Art's in a fucking commercial and it never came up on the show until 8 months later.
What was the commercial called?
How's that?
I don't know. Search up Doveman Plus Care. I forgot the title.
Just IMDb Art and there'll be a link to it.
Plus Care.
Hey, tell me which one it is. Is it this one? Real Dad Moments?
Yes.
That's it. All right. So we're going to.
Are you just like in the background, like eating a hamburger?
I'm brushing her hair and she's like, no, dad. And that's all it was. It's a bunch of dads. It's like, what do you call it?
Oh, look at this on the big screen.
A montage.
Montage.
There I am, wearing a hat.
Look at you, master of disguise.
Punxsutawney.
He looks like a gay Walter White. It's like, I'm the one who knocks.
That's me impersonating Katy Perry.
Nice.
All right, come on. You can play. It's cool.
Should I get a beer for this or what? I'm excited.
There's a beer right there if you want.
How have you never brought this up on the show? I don't understand. I don't get how this never came up.
Do you remember we talked like...
Yeah, I remember the mystery thing that he wouldn't talk to us about, but then I never heard what it was. Hold on.
No, fuck you, Jesse.
Do you remember the time I got signed by the Phillies?
Oh, no.
All right. Here you go.
The big debut.
Chin.
Your face wasn't. Your head was cut off. That wasn't you. That was a stunt dad.
Well, Lily was in a commercial then.
Yes, Lily was in a commercial. You, sir, were not in a commercial. I was on The Cosby Show. You were not in a commercial.
Well said.
She get paid a loot or what for that?
Yeah, free trip out to LA. Got to hook up the whole family. We all went.
Nice.
Yep, great weekend.
His whole head was cut off. That's funny. She was great though.
Yeah.
Was that acting or was she, you really hurting her?
It was acting.
Okay.
It's very method.
Did you just practice combing her hair the whole way there on the flight?
No. We didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
There was one scene Jordan got cut out because it was a scene where I was putting her to bed and they were like, well, each kid is like either crying or saying dad. And they're like, sorry. And like the guy was like, oh, it was a great scene. But
make her cry or she's on the first red eye back to New York.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
So that's cool. What else happened this year?
They had to fly you all the way there to that for that?
For that.
They couldn't just hire some dude with a camera in New York, be like, hey, go film him combing his daughter's hair for 2 seconds.
Whose bathroom
that's
was
Hollywood.
That?
It was some house in LA. Like they just
scouted out a house for that.
Dude. People wonder why the budgets are so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like that's why.
It's scout out of house.
They, all those like that were like 50
bathroom.
Like dads and kids.
Yeah.
Flew them all to LA, probably from ridiculous parts of the world, like
no,
all
like,
over the
there
world.
Was,
they probably were, had a different like location that they had to rent for each scene.
Jesus.
There were two locations. There was most of the people were in LA. So there were two people from Texas and then two people from the New York area.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice job.
I feel like I may have seen that.
I definitely did not.
No.
I only saw it online. I don't know when they played it. When did they play it?
It was, I don't know.
They don't show
was
commercials.
It during football games?
I guess.
They don't have commercials on the Spice Channel, Mike.
That's true.
Is Spice still a thing? That was so 90s even.
It's Vivid now.
Vivid.
Vivid TV. I think. Or something. No, what the fuck is it called? I don't know. Whatever. Who cares?
Playboy was softcore and like Spice was the hardcore one. Is that right?
Remember that?
I don't remember.
Yep.
Porno.
Yay. Spice showed penetration.
All right, well, that's cool. Thanks for not telling me for 10 months, Art.
My dad's out there pulling out lamps. Tell them, take as many lamps as you want.
I think we really learned from arts commercials we need to get into the men's care business.
Yeah, right?
We're going broke just driving to the city to fucking go on E-Rock show. How much you pay for parking? $50?
Oh, you paid?
Yeah.
Huh.
You didn't.
That was good. So anything else happened this year? Anything else happened this year for you?
Got some free kicks. It was pretty cool.
It was the year of the art.
It was the year of the art, man.
You said that from like day one.
Yep.
It was a good year.
Yeah.
Go make a quick list of all the free shit you've gotten this year.
We don't have enough time.
How many trips?
You know you
rattle off all the free trips.
Do you know the UPS man by name?
Yeah, we exchanged Christmas cards. I swear to God. It's been happening for 3 years now.
Wow.
What about the FedEx guy?
Yep.
Him too.
Paul, yep.
This nonstop packet is being
delivered. Anything from DHL? Or is it like
they don't do anything more
now. They just appear. You don't even. Yeah.
Seriously, go through the free trips that you get. See, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, that wasn't much of a trip, but.
NBA All Star Game in
New Orleans.
New Orleans, yep.
You went to the.
LA.
Whatever, Idaho or the Budweiser Hop Farm.
The Hop Farm, yeah.
Did you go to the Indianapolis 500 again this year?
I was allowed, like, they selected me to go, but I couldn't go.
Art's to what? Turning down free trips to major sporting events.
To what?
Brickyard 400. They asked me to go again. I'm like, I can't go.
I can't do it.
Sorry, guys. I'm doing the.
I don't get out of bed for an Indy 500.
It's fucking ridiculous. Love it.
That was pretty good. I think it rules, obviously. Mike, what happened about you? A lot of cool things for you, too.
Well, yeah, you're looking at it. This is the biggest thing that happened to me this year, which
your
was
Cubs shirt.
Yeah, I got a house, man. I freaking own a home, which is just nuts. Yeah, yay. It's just absolutely
what's
crazy.
What's scarier, that or the fact that you're having a child too? That's kind of big. You forget about that one?
Oh no, we talked about that before. I'm very nervous about that. I was saying I have to be responsible for somebody now. You know?
Yeah.
I have to be a fucking role model, whether I like it or not, and I'm a terrible person.
Terrible.
Terrible. So this is great. You know. Oh God.
Drink up, buddy.
I'm gonna, you know. We're counting down. I think we're like 6 weeks away from the kid.
Holy shit.
Room's ready.
Coming.
Yeah. Room's ready, and that's really it. Everything else is a fucking mess. So
it's all you need is that room. You're good.
I know.
So what do you say? Sucks for you or rules for you?
Sucks for yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's good.
I would go with rules now. Next year is going to be the one that sucks.
Probably. Probably. Got a full year in this fucker. The water heater breaks 3 times. Yeah. It'll be great.
That beer is definitely half empty.
Yeah. No, it's cool though. It's cool that this stuff is finally going down and I can join the parent ranks with you guys. Finally, you know.
Well, you can start getting some free trips.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Let's get some shit here.
All
right. Let's do this. Let's parlay this bitch.
Next time I get a it's a package deal. There's a couple dads.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you just change your name legally to Art Eddie, then whenever those plane tickets roll in, he's like,
perfect.
Texas, fuck that. It's hot down there. They just hand it to you and you just hop around the plane.
It could be Stunt Same Art. Name.
Yeah.
Oh, I met Andre Johnson while I was waiting to go to the All-Star game.
Yeah.
So I had to go because it was right around the snowstorm. So Newark rerouted me to Houston for some reason.
Oh.
And then we're hanging out and then all of a sudden everyone's like, who is that? And I'm like, yep, he's wearing custom Jordans. They're Houston Texans colors. Boom. I'm like, what's up, Andre Johnson? He's like, hey.
Nice.
Hey. Love that you recognized him by his shoes.
Yeah, you can tell. He's part of Team Jordan, and he's got his own colorway. It's awesome.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. that's an incredible caveat to being racist, by the way. Because you're just like, nobody knew who he was, but then you're like, oh, look at his shoes. That's that black guy.
Yeah. Art's the most useless detective of all time.
Judging by the tread in your sneakers.
Actually, here's the funny thing about you said detective. We're at my daughter's friend's birthday parties. And I was talking to this one guy because he was wearing like these Jordan True Flights. And I was like, hey, man, nice kicks. We started going back and forth. He's a Newark cop, and he actually solved the murder by knowing that the guy that killed another guy was stole his Jordans, the Air Jordan 5 Oreos.
Whoa. Oh,
nice.
Another shoe-related shoe-related crimes on the next
shoe crime.
Next season on Serial.
Law and Order, SV Shoes.
Oh, God.
Coming up, I'll get myself.
Where's my computer? I need to do a Photoshop right now.
Sneaker victims unit. What else you got on that list? Anything? That's it?
That's it, man. That's all I really wanted to talk about. Anything else? Any miscellaneous stuff? Anything that maybe I missed?
Oh, I won backgammon 3 times.
I've never played backgammon. I don't even know
how that works. I don't think I have either.
Know how that game works.
Too many sharp edges in that game.
Oh, seriously.
It's all pointy and dangerous.
Brooms and shit?
Brooms. Yes. A lot of brooms.
Brooms and shit. Don't you like a rake? You need like a rake for backgammon? I don't fucking know.
You're thinking of,
I think you're thinking of a Zen garden.
Craps.
Am I thinking of craps? I don't know. I don't know a lot of dice games, guys. Anything else? Anything else?
Well, Boz got married twice. Awesome.
Yeah, we got one folk hanging out in the chat room.
Hi, Boz. Boz got married twice.
Boz.
Nice.
Oof. Why? After the first time, stop. I think you should be done.
I'm going to say sucks.
I'm going to say rules.
And I'm both. So, yeah, that's how it is.
It's a three-way tie.
So I think we can clarify 2014 is meh. I think we can say.
I don't think we can do yeah. that. I think people are going to be angry if we don't decide.
If we don't do the sucker rule. Shit.
Yeah, it sucks you got a new house and the kids come a long way. Man.
Yeah, let's just say it rules.
Oh.
Come on, let's just say it rules.
All right.
USA.
USA. All right, so I think that's good. I think that's good for us.
Yeah. Yep. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Drive safe. Hope you get to and from your parties safely. That's important.
Yep.
On New Year's Eve, right?
Always.
Let's make 2015 a good one. All right, guys? All right. I got you in my heart forever.
What's going on there?
I have no idea.
It's almost an awkward ending. Yeah.
I don't know.
This is worse than the ending of Lost.
2012.
Was that? I thought it was this year. Jeez, it goes so fast.
All right, for Chain Art, I'm Mike. We'll see you later.
See you.
See ya.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now.
Father too many.
They had it. Think someone had it, and they were like, "We want it. I got it again."
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got it, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you gonna go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.